This is an executive summary of interest rate risk on leveraged DSDs, Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. Many Delaware statutory trusts used in a 1031 exchange carry debt, non-recourse mortgage financing on the underlying property, and for good reason. Leverage can raise the current yield, and it lets an exchanger replace the mortgage debt they had on their relinquished property without personally qualifying for a new loan. But debt is not free of consequences. Leverage introduces interest rate risk, and in a DSD that risk takes a particular shape because of the very tax rules that make the structure work. The IRS ruling that lets a DST qualify as 1031 replacement property restricts the trustee from refinancing the loan, so a leveraged DST cannot simply ride out a high-rate environment. At the loan's maturity it must refinance or sell into whatever rate environment prevails. This guide explains how leverage adds rate risk, why refinancing risk at maturity is the central concern, how rate movements affect your distributions, why an all-cash DST serves as a hedge, and how to assess a DST's debt before you invest. DST interests are securities offered to accredited investors through a broker-dealer after a suitability review. Distributions and returns are never guaranteed. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.